With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Democratic congresswoman resigning rather than face formal discipline for alleged ethics violations. More on the story from correspondent Greg Clugston.
Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick is leaving Congress before the House Ethics Committee made a final decision on her punishment. Members of the panel found the Florida Democrat committed 25 violations of House rules and ethical standards, leading to calls for her expulsion. The congresswoman also faces federal criminal charges accusing her of stealing $5 million in coronavirus disaster relief funds. Sherfalus McCormick denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump taking part in that marathon Bible reading event in the nation's capital. President reading from the seventh chapter of 2 Chronicles set during King Solomon's dedication of the temple in ancient Jerusalem.
Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice.
The reading includes the entire Holy Bible with famous verses to less well-known passages. There are scores of volunteers in that event doing the reading. Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges alleging it improperly raised millions of dollars to secretly pay leaders of the KKK and other groups for inside information. Now, the Justice Department alleges the SPLC defrauded donors by using their money to fund the very extremism it claimed to be fighting. This is SRN News. A Baptist minister has been killed in Ukraine. Michael Harrington reports.
A Russian airstrike on the city of Zaporizhia struck a church last week, resulting in the death of the pastor and the wounding of eight other people. Ukrainian officials accuse the Russians of specifically targeting the church. Moscow's invasion of Ukraine is in its fifth year with no end in sight. The government is also accused of persecuting Christians who do not belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, which has thrown its support behind the invasion. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new law in Kansas will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law would encourage teachers and professors to include positive impacts of religion in American history classes and courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in 20 states. This is SRN News. High school history teacher in Pennsylvania has been named the 2026 National Teacher of the Year. Leon Smith, spending his entire 25-year career at Haverford High School, where he teaches advanced placement classes in U.S. history, Smith says it's critically important that students of all backgrounds have a great experience in school.
We have to tell them, we have to say, look, all students, regardless of their background, we see you, you're important, your voice matters. Come back to this community. The community needs you, and you can make a true impact by being an educator in this community for future generations.
The owner of the weapon that was used by a gunman to kill eight children in Louisiana over the weekend says the firearm was stolen from his truck. That person says he noticed the gun was missing in early March. More details at srnnews.com.